does get away from the core of Transformers, which is we hide in plain sight.
There's silly stuff about... There's certainly silly stuff that happens in the cartoon. But there's it's silly stuff like, oh, like all the Autobots are having a snowball fight. Not like the
approve of a snowball fight.
Because it's not such forced weirdness like that movie. Like everything in that movie.
Robots having a snowball fight isn't forced weirdness.
Robots in the snow.
Not like
school.
Snow angels.
Not like Rekgar and those. What the fuck are they called? The Junkions?
They are the Junkions. The Junkions are fine. You're missing... I think you're missing the target. You are correct, but you are nitpicking on the wrong thing.
No, I'm absolutely nitpicking on the right things because these are the things that I don't like about that movie. Like, they missed the mark for me about what I think works best for Transformers. And what doesn't work with those Michael Bay movies, at least the first one, is that the Transformers are guest stars. Like, it's like, hey, here's Shia LaBeouf. Go nuts. This is about this kid and robots show up. Like, no, it shouldn't be about what even is it? His name's
who
not,
cares? It's fucking
not Spike.
Shia
What's
LaBeouf.
His name in that
movie? It's
Mutt Witwicky. At least they kept the fucking last name. Yeah, it's not about the Transformers so much as it's about, oh, how does this kid deal with big robots showing up? And it works in Bumblebee with Haley Steinfeld's character, with her being the focus, because it's treated like E.T., where an alien shows up on Earth, and and it's a much more intimate story where it's just her in a car, and then bad guys
and essentially two bad guys. It's very much pared down, so
yeah,
you can get to the
intimate story, and you get to learn much more about Bumblebee. Design for that character is still terrible in those movies, but like that, the way they treat Bumblebee is a lot cooler. Haley Steinfeld's character, Charlie, is way cooler than Spike LeBeau.